May 15, 2026. Today's reading from Encounter with God, The Remnant. Opening Prayer. Thank you, Father, for the depth of your love and for the forgiveness I experience each day. Read Romans chapter 11, verses 1 through 10. The Remnant of Israel. I ask then, did God reject his people? By no means. I am an Israelite myself, a descendant of Abraham, from the tribe of Benjamin. God did not reject his people, whom he foreknew. Don't you know what Scripture says in the passage about Elijah? How he appealed to God against Israel? Lord, they have killed your prophets and torn down your altars. I am the only one left, and they are trying to kill me. And what was God's answer to him? I have reserved for myself 7,000 who have not bowed the knee to Baal. So, too, at the present time there is a remnant chosen by grace. And if by grace, then it cannot be based on works. If it were, grace would no longer be grace. What then? What the people of Israel sought so earnestly they did not obtain. The elect among them did, but the others were hardened, as it is written. God gave them a spirit of stupor, eyes that could not see, and ears that could not hear, to this very day. And David says, may their table become a snare and a trap, a stumbling block and a retribution for them. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see, and their backs be bent forever. Reflect. Expect great things from God. Attempt great things for God. William Carey, English missionary. The struggle within Paul's soul continues. If he loved his fellow Jews, he knew that God, whose very heart is love, loved them even more. If this section seems overwhelmingly philosophical, trying to reconcile the two incompatible principles of free will and election, don't forget that these words were penned by a man whose heart was torn apart. You might expect that the natural consequence of Israel's hardened heart would be that God consigned them to destruction. God, however, had made a covenant with them. Unlike a contract, a covenant is not broken if one side breaks his oath. The covenant stood, and God would make a way to honor it. How? This section raises numerous questions. It will take the rest of the chapter to find answers. Paul uses himself as an example. In his own heart, he knows that God had found him bent on destroying anyone who had turned to Christ, just as Jezebel and Ahab had been out to kill Elijah. Elijah cried out to God, saying that he felt that he was the only one left. God's response was to open Elijah's eyes to the 7,000 that remained faithful. Verses 2 through 4 and 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 18. Paul must have felt like Elijah as he trekked from city to city with the gospel, only to be driven out by those who refused to believe. He must have reflected on how many times the story of God's deliverance in the Old Testament had hung by a thread. The Israelites, however, were not a solid block of unfaithful Jews. Among them were a few who remained faithful. Their witness carried the story. There is always a remnant. In his sovereign wisdom, God chooses them by grace. There is no room for pride in the fact that God chose us. Apply. God treats each of his children individually. You may be the only believer in your family or at work. God may have put you there to make him known. Closing prayer. Lord God, help me to remember that where you have placed me and the relationships I have are not just happenstance. Please give me vision and courage to share who you are with those around me who do not yet know you.